Okay, call this meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. It's June 13th, 2014. This is a meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. Welcome, everyone in the audience. We're always glad to see members of the public here to testify. I see a lot of familiar faces. I know what we're probably going to hear, so we're looking forward to that. We always start with a commissioner discussion. Commissioners, any items to bring forward? Commissioner Smitten?
Thank you, Chair, and fellow commissioners, and welcome to the commission, everyone. A couple good news stories for anglers from the Upper Columbia River. Hopefully the commission saw the press release from the department, and it's the Wenatchee Spring Chinook fishery to open first time in nearly 20 years. I grew up in that river. I fish for these fish. I haven't had a chance in 20 years from the mouth of the Columbia all the way up to Leavenworth. We just got it. We got it because of the Endorsement Act. The funds from that act provided the department the monies to do the monitoring, the enforcing, and the collection of data that the federal permit requires. So this is one more success of that act. Second thing is just success in fisheries in the Columbia River right now. Headlines from the Wenatchee Daily World yesterday. Chinook run 164% of average. This will be the second record set on spring Chinook in the Columbia River since 1938. So where some fisheries are struggling, some fisheries are doing well. And remember the old days when we used to say, man, the old-timers said you could walk across their backs. I'm an old-timer now. We have pretty decent fishing in the old days. We don't have fishing like we're having today. So that's one. The second thing I'd raise is on the wildlife side, a little pitch for that committee. There's game management priority meetings around the state about to be held for the commissioners, if you can. Ours is going to be the kickoff one on June 17th. I'll be there. This helps get public input on what the key issues are for wildlife management. So if you can make those, please do. Thank you, Chair.
Great. Thank you. Other commissioners have done interesting things. Anyone? Commissioner Caney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just wanted to say I attended the Sinlahican celebration of the 75th anniversary, and I'm sure the director will talk about that. But it was really a great day in the sunshine at a great location that, you know, I was thankful that years and years and years ago there was enough interest in this that this area was preserved and for, you know, everyone to use. And it was really neat. Over 200 people turned out for that. It was an amazing event and a show of support for land acquisitions and conservation easements in Okanagan County. And I was really proud to be a part of it and glad that all the effort that went into it.
Perfect. Thank you. Others? Commissioner Carpenter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to say that I had the honor and privilege of attending the service for Billy Frank. It was quite an event. Dozens of speakers and quite a moving service for someone that put his career into salmon issues and a variety of other things. To carry on a positive fish trend, the Skagit River opens tomorrow for sockeye for the second time in history, and it's an exciting time. The river will be open for 2 weeks, and a lot of participation, so it's a real positive thing as well.
Commissioner Holtzmiller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I would like to publicly thank Phil Anderson for coming over. Kind of on the other end of the land acquisition deal, it's been a pretty major concern to local landowners about the department. Basically, the department owns 10% of the county and are trying to acquire more. And for the director to take time out and come over and listen to her concerns and hopefully try to address some of them going forward. So thank you.
Commissioner Mikan.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I had the opportunity recently to attend a dedication of a shellfish laboratory at the Manchester Laboratory. It's called a restoration hatchery, and it will focus on the restoration of native shellfish that are depleted. Interestingly, delighted to be there, we had attendance from a deputy undersecretary of the Department of Interior. We had a couple of other luminaries there that gave talks. But the interesting thing, I think, to the commission is that the name of the laboratory is the Ken Chu Shellfish Restoration Hatchery.
Mm-hmm. Ken Chu is being a former Fish and Wildlife Commissioner. Thank you. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the University of Washington class that Commissioner Schmitten and Smith and I participated in. This was a class devoted to issues related to recreational fishing, and evidently it's been put on several years now. The department has provided a number of speakers this past year, and students were evidently listening pretty closely to the various points of view. There were stakeholders involved in the curriculum. Our commissioners were asked to do was come in and act as a mock commission, meaning we would hear presentations from students, kind of evaluate how well they're presenting their argument, and then we were asked to give them grades, or score their performances. They were given several different, very difficult, challenging issues, most of which the commission itself has faced in recent years. So it was a very enjoyable experience. We thought the students did very well. We were given the opportunity to ask some tough questions, which they handled, I thought, pretty well. And what was nice to see is that they gave more deep thought. They weren't simple-minded in their views. They really did pay attention to the various views that are legitimate that are brought to each of these tough issues. So it was a good experience. Commissioner Schmitten, Commissioner Smith, have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I just think what I saw was that the passion was there, but it was linked to the science as well, mm-hmm. And also teamwork. They worked in teams, so I think we could all learn some of those lessons.
Yeah. So that was a good experience. They expect to do it again, and they Chris Grew, the faculty member, wanted to express his appreciation to the department for the many speakers that we provided. Okay, that's it for the commissioner discussion. Meeting minute approval. We have minutes from the August 11th, 12th regular meeting, 2014 regular meeting. Any corrections to these minutes? Commissioner Smith, you can go ahead with the motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I so move the meeting minutes. Bear with me, it's still early. Long drive. Be approved for the June 13th, 14th, and the subsequent conference call, which was...
Let's see, we have...
Did we have minutes?
No, we have April 11th, 12th.
Right.
April, okay. So you amend your motion to April 11th, 12th, 2014, minutes as presented. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Commissioner Schmitten has seconded the motion to approve the April 11th, 12th, 2014 minutes as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.